What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Block Hash Podcast. Here's a quick message from our sponsors, Pika Crypto and BNFT. Pika is revolutionizing the intersection of NFTs and gaming through their Pika trading card game, Elders of Kai. The TCG will be both digital, physical, and Web3 integrated, allowing players and gamers to compete in various different kinds of formats. So whether you are a newbie or pro gamer, there's a spot for you in Pika. Learn more about Pika and Elders of Kai on their website and social media pages. Join the Pika community on Telegram to keep up with the latest developments. BNFT is a groundbreaking platform that combines...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As the unstoppable force of blockchain technology and the limitless potential of artificial intelligence to revolutionize personalized learning and earning experiences. Now, BNFT leverages AI to create immersive educational environments for collaboration and utilizes DeFi to transcend traditional e-learning experiences. You can also earn exclusive certificates and showcase your achievements with unique NFTs. You can learn more about everything BNFT has to offer by going to bnft.solutions and their social media channels. All links are in the description down below, so go check both of those out. Enjoy the episode, guys. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Block Hash Podcast, episode 342, really getting up there, almost 350. Today, we have a really cool guest on, the CEO of Symmetria, Ziv Keenan, here on the show today to talk about the ways that they are leveraging technology such as blockchain to help improve upon the private equity sector. And we're going to dive into a lot of detail on that today. Ziv, welcome to the show, man. Really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here, and I love your show. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to have you, and it'll be a really fun talk, really cool conversation. Been preparing quite a bit for this one. Before we jump into everything, tell us a bit more about yourself. I'm sure people would be very curious to know more about what your background is and what you kind of did prior to Symmetria.
Cool. I'll touch it a bit about myself and my history. Just before that, I want to say something. You know, I came to the show, and I'm fully aware this is a, you know, blockchain oriented show. And if you, when I introduce my background, you see that I've been to all kinds of companies doing blockchain technology, from DeFi to real world assets, in various managerial roles. But before I touch on that, I want to say something about private markets and why, you know, I fell in love in this field and why it's so important. So it's like a small story. I was in a conference in Dubai about a year ago, and I met this guy and we started chatting. And then I told him what I do, and he asked me what I do. And I told him, you know, I'm you know, on a secondary market. There's a huge problem. We're trying to solve it through, you know, technology tools, through blockchain technology, bring efficiency, settlement, and so on. And, you know, he reached out to his mobile phone, and he showed me, this is my bank account. I have here like something like $5,000. That's everything that I own. And then he showed me an Excel sheet, and the Excel sheet showed that he was valued at about $20 million. So, I think, you know, that's demonstrated the pain, you know, even though he had only $5,000, you know, in his bank account, he actually was worth a lot of money in terms of equity, which he cannot sell. It's very difficult for him to sell and exercise in the market. And that's the pain of the private market. So, you know, when we dive into, you know, what Symetria does and what's its private markets, you need to understand this personal pain of these individuals. And there's, I guess, a lot of listeners, whether they're early investors in companies or employees or founders in companies that feel the same pain. About myself, going back to what you asked before. For many years, I was a corporate and securities lawyer. I was working with public companies and private tech companies. And at a certain point, I kind of got fed out of it. The problem with public companies, I really love my clients, but the problem is that, you know, there's regulation and another regulation. And sometimes the regulation doesn't even make sense for public companies. And it's really difficult today to manage a public company. You find yourself, you know, dealing more with the regulators or with the regulators. And we know what happened now with Coinbase. Yeah, which I totally believe them, that they were speaking to the SEC the entire time. Mm-hmm. So it kind of restricts you from operating for some companies. And after, you know, after being a lawyer for about 15 years, I started my own practice, and most of my early clients were blockchain technology companies doing either real world assets or social impact. So two different things, but really interesting. And it was 2017. I didn't really fancy doing ICOs. I didn't feel that the regulatory framework was there yet. And I felt more comfortable with companies doing, you know, social impact. So I was working with companies that was launching coins in Africa, like Real Rodic. At a certain point, it brought me to do two things. First is, you know, I was early in those days where, you know, I represented companies that were doing STO through Securitize, and all those platforms that was working in 2017 trying to do a compliant offering of tokens. And the second is that I was working with really interesting project that were trying to, you know, create social impact. And that led me eventually to work with a company named eToro, which is a very large trading platform, which was launching a coin doing a model for universal basic income, which is called the Good Dollar. It's an amazing project. Now I think it's one of the largest DeFi projects in the world. I was involved in writing the white paper, in providing the legal framework. I think it's one of the only DeFi project in the world that actually has a legal opinion backing it, not by myself, but also by Leighton Watkins, which is one of the largest law offices in the world. And it was launched out of the UK. And afterwards, I've joined Onera. Onera is a blockchain company, again, that create a network between financial institutions to allow them to trade efficiently assets, mm-hmm. Private assets mostly. Onera was backed by JP Morgan and by US Bank. So the project is very successful. It raised a lot of money and is currently going on. I was part of the founding team there. I was COO. And out of Onera, I kind of spun out and created Symetria. The idea of, you know, initially when we created Symetria, I created it together with Onera, and then the rest of the team joined. And the idea was that we'll have a platform that is dedicated to the secondary trading of private assets. And during this time, it was about 2.5 years ago, it kind of took the life of its own. Symetria received a very presidential regulatory approval to list and trade digital assets in Israel. So it was one of the first companies the only companies that I know to receive this approval, that it can actually list real world asset that is represented digitally. The idea, you know, we received we'll see this as a part of the non-action letter. What I did, I just took a non-action letter that was filed in the US to the SEC in the 90s, and I kind of translated it into Hebrew, and I filed it with the Israeli Securities Authority, claiming that because certain conditions have not been met, if I launched this exchange, I would not be regarded as a full stock exchange. And they accepted my my thinking about this legal subject and granted in me the non-action letter eventually. So that's, you know, this is like a little bit about Symetria. Just to summarize what Symetria does, because I know this everything is kind of complicated. I connected my, you know, my bio with what Symetria does.
Oh, no worries. Go for it.
So, you know, in a very simple terms, you know, we're helping holders of private assets to find buyers or sellers to their assets. So if you're working for a blockchain company and, you know, have some equity and you're looking for some liquidity, then we can assist you with this. We also built a very complicated system that allows companies to execute large liquidity events. So our thinking was that, you know, the way that secondary works today, where we have one seller that, you know, finds a buyer and go to the board and, you know, ask to sell, and another seller that does the same. It's really inefficient. It has to go through a lot of, there's a lot of friction. It has to go through a lot of hoopholes. So the idea was that the company would be the one that actually organize and orchestrates the secondary events. So we have built a platform where companies can offer to multiple employees to sell at the same time when they have an offering. Let's say someone want to buy $10 million of the company shares, they can communicate this offering to all the employees that are eligible to sell at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then employees can upload through the system, can vote through the system, can decide how much they want to sell and execute a sell event. And that event would be recurring. So, you know, once a year, once a quarter, company opens the system and allows everybody in the company to sell. And third product is something which we are working on right now, which it's a marketplace. It's the original marketplace, which we received license to operate. And this is like where a blockchain comes in and to allow settlement. But I'm going to let you ask some questions before you continue.
No worries. No, thank you for the overview and everything. And it's very fascinating what you guys are working on, because I know even from experience, having equity in a company, a private company, can be very difficult to make liquid if you need cash. Whereas in a public company, you know, you can just sell it on the stock exchange or with your broker. But with a private company, it's either you have to wait until the company actually has an IPO, or you have to find someone willing to buy out your shares. And in some cases, you're not even allowed to. It really depends on the structure of the company. So it definitely is an issue, especially for employees who may or may not really understand or be familiar with that process. They're maybe getting compensated with equity, maybe more than cash. So this is definitely an area of, I think, a lot of interest for me, especially, and I think for a lot of people, it's very interesting how blockchain can tie into this. And it's really cool the approach you guys are taking with Symetria. Are you guys leveraging like a tokenization type of model to make this capital more free-flowing so people can sell their equity if they want to? Is that the kind of direction you're going? Or do you have another take maybe with blockchain that you want to apply?
So our mission as a company is not, you know, blockchain or tokenize everything. It's not our mission. Our mission as a company is to remove friction from the private markets. And you mentioned employees before. You take 14 years in average for the company to IPO. And it means a lot, you know, for the early investor of the companies, you know, how do they exactly evaluate, you know, their investment when it takes 14 years. And there's times like this where the public markets are actually closed. So it even takes longer. So how do you evaluate your investment when you have alternative investment right now on a public market giving you like 10% year over year, you know, in very solid companies. So it's a problem for the employees, which they do not calculate, or they not know how to calculate the value of the options which they receive when they receive them. So from one side, you have a company allocating like $10 million or $100 million. You know, a company worth $100 million, 10% employee stock option plan, that's $10 million. But then the same company is now worth $1 billion. Company, then stock option plan is $100 million and no liquidity. So right. You know, suddenly things doesn't, you know, the friction that exists within the market doesn't make sense. You see, mm-hmm. like, really large company, 3.5 billion, we represent some of those, 3.5 billion to $5 billion companies. And, you know, in the, you know, in the regulation, in the space, there's a dichotomy, whether it's either you're private and you're, you know, not traded at all, or you're public. We believe that in the future, this dichotomy would disappear, and private companies would start to trade more like public companies between investors that, you know, are eligible to trade them. In the US, it's mostly accredited investors. So you ask where blockchain plays a role here. So again, our thinking was, you know, how do we make this frictionless? Mm-hmm. And there's three problems in the private markets that we identified. First is around blockchain, is around settlement and distribution. So right now, you want to execute a trade. Let's say Brandon want to sell some of his block hash shares. He comes to me, mm-hmm. I find a buyer, great. You know, everything's great. The buyer want to buy Brandon's shares. When is going to be executed? 6 months from now. So there's like 6 month process where you have to go to the company, the board needs to approve, there's the right of first refusal, the right of call sell, so there's a lot of legal procedures, you know, within the company until such event takes place, and it takes like a lot of hassle from the company itself. So something doesn't work, you know, the friction is too large. Also, you're buying into one company. So imagine that, you know, I'm buying into BlockHash right now, but mm-hmm. when I get eventually the shares of BlockHash and you get the money, it's a completely different company. You know, it could be, you know, worthless, or it could, you know, double in size. You know, either side, it's not beneficial to anybody. So settlement is a big problem within, you know, private markets. Second is distribution. So when you go to all the service providers that provide liquidity solutions like ourselves, we usually are restricted, you know, to, you know, some liquidity pools that we work with, so some investors that we work directly with, and distribution of this of the investment opportunity is difficult. And third is control. You know, how do eventually you still let the company control the secondary market liquidity? So those are the three problems that we mapped, and, you know, we solved it through first introducing blockchain technology as an underlying layer. So many of those trades would not happen directly through the company's cap table. They would mm-hmm. happen through another entity. So, you know, yourself, myself, and some other investor would decide to invest in SpaceX. Usually, we won't be registered directly on SpaceX cap table. You know, it's a large company and there's a large investor there. It usually would happen through a median company named SPV, special purpose vehicle that we incorporate for that. We take the shares of this SPV, we tokenize them, we basically put them into custody, we issue digital shares, you know, digital units on top of it. And once it's registered that way, we have a blockchain as one source of truth for myself, the buyer, for yourself, the seller, for the trustee that holds the shares, and even for the company that has originated the shares from. So everybody are looking at the same ledger, and suddenly buying SpaceX shares on a private market could be easy as clicking a buy button. So that is where the blockchain plays part. Distribution is something that blockchain also solves, because when you have multiple exchanges that works, and we're partnered with, for example, Swarm in Germany, which is a digital securities exchange, and with Finhaven in Canada, and with Singaporean exchange, and with Swiss exchange, that all operates using DLT, then they can all have a copy of the same board that present all the buy and sell orders. So you imagine a board where, you know, all the brokers are publishing their buy and sell orders. They can all hold the same copy, and then they could have cross-border trading. So the Swiss exchange would market that shares to the Swiss, and the German exchange would market those assets in the EU, and the same in Singapore and in Canada and in Israel where we are. And eventually what you blockchain allows you here is just a very broad network of liquidity, where you don't have to rely only on yourself, on your own liquidity, your own like small pool of investors, but you can actually draw liquidity from different places. Very similar to the way that crypto exchange work, only you know, with real world assets.
This is very fascinating.
And third, just forgot. The third is like how to provide the company control over it, which is the system that I mentioned before that we already launched a product where the company can view this demand. You know, a company, let's say you're managing, you know, a large, I don't want to name names, but let's say let's say BlockHash is a unicorn company, and as a CFO of the company, you see there's a demand for BlockHash shares, about $10 million. You can tap directly into this demand, and you can actually offer it to your employees, and suddenly they're not making like $100,000 a year, to make it $300,000 or $400,000, because the equity that you've granted them when they just joined your company is now worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I think this is a big win. This is how you win over the Amazons and the Googles and all the public companies that grant their employees RSUs. So this is how everything combines.
I love it. This is very fascinating. How does a company get set up with Symetria and do this? Like, what does that process kind of look like? Let's say BlockHash has equity. It's a private company. It has employees. It has executives, you know, the whole nine yards. And it wants to take advantage of what Symetria is offering so that it can free up that private equity a bit more. What does that process look like to get started and to start putting those pieces into place?
So it's fairly simple. Usually we work with every cap table management tools out there. So if you work with, again, I don't want to name names, but even those that does not allow you to share their cap table, we're working with them as well. And we take a full list of you know, employees. We'll upload them into our system. As a CFO, you have an interface where you can decide and you can screen about who can participate, also how much they can sell, you know, up to 20%, not less than 10%. And once all those parameters are fixed and you already secure the demand in advance for those shares, you can communicate this offering directly to the employees. We provide a short webinar, and we provide a help center 24/7, and they go through the boarding process with us, and eventually they have a calculator showing them how much they're gonna get eventually. So they're they're deciding how much they're selling, and they can actually see how much they're gonna meet in their bank account. Eventually we get all this information, we transfer it into a third party, which is a paying agent, which receives all the money from the investors and distribute the money after deducting of the tax to the employees themselves. And this process can happen through multiple jurisdictions at the same time. It could happen in England, in the US, in the UK, in Switzerland, and so on, with multiple employees that sit in different places in the world at the same time.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really cool. You know, I can think of a lot of potential applications for something like this in the future beyond just what you guys are doing, like, because you're freeing up capital that's, you know, locked in on paper. It's like you hear about all these billionaires and millionaires on Forbes, and, you know, but most of it, almost all of it is on paper. Maybe they got 100,000 in the bank account, but they got, you know, $20 million on a piece of paper that they can't, you know, really liquefy.
We say it's like unearthing. We call it unearthing of equity. You take something from the ground and you actually give it value. This is why it's so exciting, and the challenge is so huge, and the market is amazing. You know, mm-hmm. the market is it's like 10 times bigger than the public market. So the opportunity is huge. You know, there's a big prize, you know, waiting in the end for someone who can actually solve these problems in a way that it works for everybody. So mm-hmm. another way that we see this works is where you have companies, like large companies, and they're managing like a small dark pool of mm-hmm. of investors. And all those investors are whitelisted in advance by the company. They're not the Sequoias, you know, of the world. There's like small investors, like family office, or, you know, individuals that want to buy into the company. And they manage those dark pools. And every time that they know there's a need for liquidity within the company, they open the system and allow those investors to buy from the existing employees and even early investors or other shareholders in the company. And eventually, I think we'll see more like companies adopt this attitude where you have to give some gateway. You can't lock people into equity without giving a gateway, especially when you've grown to be so big, and public markets are closed. What can you do? You know, everybody knows you want IPO in the next year. You can continue and say that you'll IPO what you probably want.
Another question for you. In terms of regulation and compliance, is what you're doing with Symetria something that maybe is a bit different, or that kind of challenges the notion of, you know, listing equity as a stock or anything like that? Because with private equity and doing what you're doing with blockchain, maybe in the US, it could be something this categorized as maybe going public or something. I don't know. It's crazy these days.
Yeah.
But yeah, just kind of curious how you guys are navigating that regulatory environment.
Well, like, there's many points here that you touched on once. So there's a few questions. One is like, who can you offer this to? And of course, the answer would be to accredited investors, to someone who's exempt from needing to provide like a public filing. And there's markets like this all over the world that basically allows those family office accredited investors to invest in those assets. You know, there's an interesting debate right now about who is accredited investors. And I think, you know, in the last podcast of like All In podcast with Chamath Palihapitiya, you know, they were discussing about, you know, maybe even in the near future, you could take a test and then you'll be seen as accredited investors. In other places in the world, it's really, you know, different. In Israel, for example, you need $2 million. To be accredited. In the US, it's only one. In Europe, it's even less. So it's really different on the, you know, on where, which jurisdiction you're looking at. In terms of using blockchain technology as an infrastructure, so, you know, from our perspective, it's not different from any other infrastructure that you use. And currently, for example, in the US, there are trading platforms that use a blockchain is an underlying infrastructure, such as Securitize, for example, Oasis Pro, T0. So there have been some alternative trading markets that have been using this technology. So that's not new. The new approach that we bring to this to the markets is not that we're one platform to serve them all, to serve them all the jurisdiction. We are not compliant in every jurisdiction. What we do is we partner. We partner with European exchange that are licensed to provide services to European investors, and we partnered with a Canadian exchange that is licensed to provide trading services and investment advice to Canadian investors. And we have the same in Switzerland and in Singapore. And we have also partnership with US exchange. So I think in terms of regulation, we're even more covered than, you know, most markets. You know, they say, you know, we use compliance. So it means that we're EU compliant and Israeli compliant. And that's not true, you know. The best way to have a compliant approach is to have multiple partners or their own license to provide the service within their own jurisdiction.
Got it. That makes sense. In terms of, you know, your guys' plans and maybe your roadmap here in 2023, what are some things that you guys are working on or starting to roll out with Symetria that maybe you're excited about? Or that's really cool that you want people to kind of keep an eye on?
Yeah, so we're still really much focused on the products that we offer right now. We have right now a new client that is boarding the tender management platform, the platform which I told you about, which can actually offer to multiple sellers at the same time. And I think, you know, I can encourage companies who reach this phase where, you know, they're so soft out, and there's about 11 new unicorns that are AI unicorns, for example. Mm-hmm. I would encourage those companies to take advantage of the demand for their shares and, you know, release some of the pressure that their team have about selling shares. So we still very much focus about this product. And the second product would be the marketplace that we're launching. First, you know, as a system, you know, where parties can communicate through transactions. In later stage, introducing also settlement solution, which is the blockchain settlement solution, which we just spoke about, and we already have, I think for about a year, we have a working prototype of this blockchain solution where you can actually trade and go back to the blockchain and see your holdings. It's pretty cool. All the parties can see their holdings. And we even took it like one step further where you have like an employee and the employee holds shares, and they can interact directly with the market. They can actually sell directly to the market. You know, I'm still not sure like where we're going to see that actually happen. But I'm also confident that eventually we'll get to this point where, you know, you're being awarded with equity and you can actually sell this equity, and you can regard this equity as part of your compensation package. By the way, interesting stuff about, you know, when you award, you know, liquid equity for non-liquid, non-traded equity, the ratio is about 1-4. So on every every listed or every traded shares, you need to award the person like 4 non-listed shares. So if you award an equity that is actually traded, then it means that you can award less equity eventually. So it's also benefit the other shareholders of the company. You know, you can have an ESOP plan of like 2.5% rather than 10%. So it makes sense in so many levels to have this equity liquid, even, you know, with a small pool of investors, like we discussed before, mm-hmm. like a small liquidity pool of investors. and those are the plans. Nice. It's an exciting market. We have exciting plans. we have recently joined us. Marla Sofer was 5 years at BlackRock, 3 years at JP Morgan, head of strategy at Carta. She brings a lot of knowledge and experience to our team, and we're looking forward to other members joining us soon with similar experience, and to grow the company and to grow our offering.
Absolutely. No, it's very exciting what you guys are working on, the direction you're taking it, the problem you guys are solving. So it's cool to see you guys kind of innovating on something that's kind of old and archaic in terms of how it's implemented. Where can people go to learn more? Should they go to the website for Symmetria? Do you have social media? Do you have a community? Where do you want to direct people?
So the best way to follow us is to follow me on LinkedIn. And we can put the link to my LinkedIn profile below. We have an article coming up, and we have some news coming up. So it would be the best thing would be to follow me directly. And you can also go through our website, symmetria.io. See some of the things that we just discussed during this podcast.
Excellent. Yes, everything will be in the description for the episode below. So guys, please go check it out. The website, article, LinkedIn, everything. Ziv, thank you for taking the time to come on the show today and really kind of highlight, you know, the importance of what you're doing as well. And then as well, you know, how you're going about solving that problem with private equity. I think it's really interesting and fascinating and something that'll be very important, I think, in the near future. So thanks again for having the conversation. It's been really fun.
Thank you for having me.